Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome, everyone. This is Psychic Jethro. I am here tonight live at on the radio with all of you that are calling in at 516-453-6081. I've got a wonderful psychic guest I'm going to be bringing in a few minutes, and we're going to be reading you individuals over the phone. So call that 516-453-6081 and get in for the contest. Remember the www.psychicjethro.com to get in for those. We've got a couple of emails. Some people have sent me some pictures we'll be doing with permission to read. And we're going to bring in those of you who've already have listened, a few of your fans have picked up it. Anne Zabon. How are you doing, Zabon? Anne? How are you tonight?
Oh, you know, I'm fine, Jethro. Thank you again for having me back. I appreciate it. And I'm sure we'll have a lot of fun like we did the first time.
Oh, of course. And the thing is that a lot of you individuals are asking, what is the wild? The wild is that we give away prizes to individuals. We're just wild reading individuals that call in the show and having a fun time. If you haven't had a chance, go to Psyche's Gone Wild on Facebook and connect with us so you can ask questions there through message. Or like I have here, you can ask us right now through the chat room. As long as I have a picture or something that I can read or something that I can give Anne something to read with. I had a really good question last week, and I want to talk just a second about it. I have done this for way over 30 years. Anne has done this. We have these abilities. The question I got was, when do you know you need a reading? And you do. Different times you'll be in a situation where you feel this, you've got things coming up, and you get that reader to help you. I've had individuals through divorces, child custody, working through a death in the family, because you know you need to know and have that. Make sure as you go through, as you're going to find here, you know, Anne's a really good reader. I'm a great reader. We have other friends that are great readers. Find that reader that feels, and that's what's fun about wild, is you get a way to taste it, try it out, try your appetizer before you have to get the whole meal. And what I've had a lot of you really feel, I feel grateful, is some of the compliments. I'm going to start reading a few of the emails, then we'll go to the phone. So call 516-453-6081 for that mini reading. Jethro, I have to ask your psychics a really strong question here. I am a female who has dealt with psychic in my family for many years. The problem I have is I live in a very rural town. So I have put down here that, you know, I'm going to go by Mrs. Z, but my actual name I'm going to keep. I am sending you the picture here, and I do want you to tell me, what can I do to be psychic and find people but not get in trouble? Because you see, my family and individuals that are related to me all go to a church. I would like to hear what you and your psychics feel. I can tell you, Ms. Z, and reading your energy, I can see the privacy, and Anne's going to tell you some advice we've got for it, that you, one of the things, you want to connect up to the meetups or someplace that's private, and definitely go, as you said, you're in a small town. Right now is a perfect thing. Go to a WebEx, contact one of us. It is usually confidential with the people that you're going with, and if you, you know, you've sent me that there. If you want, if I have an email, I can send back to you the message you've sent me here, so go to PsycheJethro.com, send put your information, and I will send you from your email some of the places that I know besides my WebEx, other places to go. And what would you say to Mrs. Z to do that she can still keep her psychic fun without getting caught by her family?
Oh, I know how that goes. Excuse me. As you said, you know, go onto the internet and do a really good search. What I would do first, though, is find a psychic that can give you a short read. Like, you know, you don't want to spend hundreds of dollars and get this full read, but get something that that will help you feel comfortable that this person is real, you know. And if they have offered classes, then you'll know they'll legitimately teach you what you need to know. But dude, there's lots of books out there. Jethro's written some books. There's some books by another teacher I had at one time, Susan Giesman. She's really good. And Amazon. Do Amazon, find that, and you will be amazed. But as I said, though, interview them, quote unquote, by getting a short reading first until you feel comfortable with someone.
Very good, Anne. We have another individual here that has wrote into Psychic's Gone Wild. I have to ask the question from someone there. What would be the best way for a man that is trying to date a psychic, and I have spoke with her. She told me she knows it wouldn't work out. I teased her, unfortunately, and asked her that if was I not in the crystal ball or her future. She just told me that she knew for her reasons that it would not work out. And do you have any pointers for me that I could talk to this woman and maybe get her to change her mind about giving me a chance to date her?
Well, you know, I don't think she should close herself off that much, because she doesn't know really what that connection is between her and him. I would, let me see, but she seems to be adamant. There must be other causes behind that. But all you can do is just let her know that that you're open to what she does, that you don't question it, you know, you're comfortable with it, and you, and gosh forbid, you're not going to ask her to read your cards or your future, you know, every other day. So you just have to go with the flow. But I have a feeling, though, that there's something else that's making her decision to not want to date, maybe not just you, but other people, too.
Very good. And Anne, this is what I've had a lot of other individuals ask this question, and I love it here. As I am working with my abilities, and we have listened to the show through years, me and my brothers, we have listened to a lot of different psychics talk about how it feels to open up or work with their energies. I do have some bands on my head. It feels like my third eye is when I try to do these things. I have tried working with different teachers and everything. Jethro and Anne, what do you feel I should do to help me stop this negative pain in my head when I'm trying to read? I could tell you a really, really good exercise is the meditation and a relaxed one. If it's hurting in your third eye, it's telling you that you need to do some expansion, some light work there. A lot of times people will feel what you said, the band or the energy around the head. It also is a protective thing that is put there so that people do not get hurt with their third eye. So I would suggest some aromatherapy, some oil, some light work in the house. One of the best ones we all psychics know is frankincense and myrrh. Those were brought with Jesus in the work with the, you know, as a child. But also making sure you have a little lavender in the house. And I've had people tell me they just the smells, the essence work. The other one is a very good light crystal, holding on to a crystal, clear crystal. Anne, is there any ideas you have for our person that is having a little trouble with trying to get her third eye to quit hurting?
Well, you know, we know that is what the sixth chakra is. It is indigo. What I do when I want to influence my third eye in any way, I get the crystals that are geared towards that, such as lapis lazuli or lazuli. I don't even know how to say it. No, it's a dark, dark blue. And I use that. In fact, right now, too, I'm holding some crystals just to help me through this evening. And the intention, again, I always talk about intention, is like intend that you, your third eye will remain calm and pain-free. And you probably should address the chakra, that particular chakra, I think. And you can do that on your own, read up on it, have someone else help you open that, or even a Reiki practitioner, a Reiki master can help with that.
Very good. A very good answer. And I have really have a question for a female psychic. I have been dealing with this individual for 4.5 years. I can read real well others, but it's hard for me to read myself. We have been off again, on again in this relationship. He just told me that he needs to take a time out. Mind you, the woman that he is with right now is very hard for me to deal with. He had been with me, and then he dated her for 4 or 5 months here recently while we were still together. After I found this out with my ability, I felt very hurt. Now he's going back to her. I feel that my gift is there, but I'm really confused because I do feel we're karmic mates. Please give me some advice, Anne. What do you think I should do with my dancing back and forth boyfriend?
Let him dance away. That's the first thing I say. And that's not that's not the psychic side. That's just plain, ordinary, regular people a statement there. Let me see. I don't think he's meant to be with you. You said you had trouble reading yourself, which is the case with me, too. I have a trouble, so I always ask my psychic buddies or someone else to read for me. And usually what you feel is they validate. So I bet you anything, you would not be asking this question if you weren't already aware of what the answer should be. You just want validation. So here's the validation. Let them go.
That, and me and Ann are both notorious on this, and I agree very much. And I love what you just said. It is true. Have that friend. And also, what I really feel here with this thing is this is really sad and hurtful. If you were a person that wanted to have a polygamy relationship, then I would say this. But, you know, if you're saying 4.5 years, and what I really did feel is, and like Ann said there, it's this person is doing that. You want to know someone with it. If someone is karmically connected to you or spiritually entitled with you, yes, they can have other connections, but overriding that is the feelings and the emotion. I had a very good friend one time show me a picture of the aura of a woman she dated 4 different men. She was able to go with them and work out some things. Well, these relationships were back and forth. And what was really a very awkward thing for her was as she was going in and out of these relationships of dating and being close and knowing the different men through the 2 years, each and every man's energy connected to her aura. So she was connected to the first gentleman very karmically. As we looked through the picture, and what was ironic to see, this confusion, these other things, connected all 4 of those men to her and each other spiritually, so that what they went through. So long story short, just what Ann said, cut it now before it goes. You're already connected to this lady now. You need to be able to clear yourself and spiritually find that person that wants to make you what you're looking for. We have another question here. Dylan, I do know the 516-453-6081 phone number. Definitely call in. I am here in California, and I'm looking for a group of people who also are like-minded like me. You see, I have been reading friends here, and I'm ready to take on the new step of learning to read with other people. I love it here. If you're close to us, and even if you're not, get a hold of us, me and Ann. You've got there with psychicjethro.com or one of us. We do classes on Wednesdays. We also have a circle that we have on Friday. There's a little standy little waiting room for it. We have a couple of people right now who are waiting to come in because we want to keep it that smaller group to get the work. We would gladly work with you. We love it. We welcome it. If you haven't had a chance to be on a Friday circle of mine, those of you know from the years of all the places I've lived and the places there, the circle on the Friday is a really great place to be read and a good like-minded place to come in and read with us. We keep confidentiality, so I can say Ann's there because Ann's on the radio, and you know that. You guys have all met the wild Debbie. Debbie's also one of our people there, and you're going to tomorrow night, which I want to let you guys know, we're going to be doing a very long and positive show for you guys. We usually are very quick, half an hour to an hour. We're going to actually do an hour and a half of working with, talking with, going with people, working on the individuals, making sure that those of you who are connected are getting the questions you've got answered. I've had the best time with you guys, and I do apologize for some of you. The psychicjethro.com website, we've got winners out there. Get your email. Make sure Maddie got her necklace. I saw down here, we had another friend that wrote me and said she enjoyed it. I could tell you from Cheryl and the names here as we're going along, Annette and New York, different individuals who've gotten the prizes. We do give the prizes. It does take a bit. And it's because of what we're having right now is we're having a little problem with the things that are being delivered because of the mail shortage. So just bear with it. I do send it low rate because we're doing this. Why I do that is to help us so that we can continue to put the radio shows on and help you guys this way than to make sure that, you know, you get that package in a couple of days. So what you really want to do is, you know, check with it. No, let me know what you want to hear. And I've got a question for you about a friend of mine used to call me all the time, and he used to call me and tell me that I was psychically thinking about him, and we would joke. I said, no, I'm not, and we would talk, and I realized that this was his standing way to get me to talk. Well, now the complication has come, and I really like this person and have decided that I really want to date him, and guess what? No phone calls. How do I psychically send him a message so that he can realize I would like to talk to him now and I am thinking of him when he's not calling me?
Oh, I've had that issue also. I'm connecting with a lot of the listeners out there, which is kind of scary. But what I would do is send a message out there and you send something like in your mind, I will be, it is me, you will see. You know, I want you to contact me, something like that. And say it and visualize it, manifest it by just picturing it happening. And a lot of times it will happen, but you have to be true in that and really sincere when you're doing that intention, and make sure it's not just because, you know, you're just want to fool around, but you want that true connection with him. Does that make sense?
Very much, Annette. Thank you, Anne. That was a good one, and I apologize. I wasn't laughing at the thing. I just realized how energy this has worked for all of us, where you feel this energy, and now you want him, and then the contact. I love Anne's response. For those of you tuning in, this is Psychic Jethro at Anne Psychic's Gone Wild. I have had a lot of friends ask me, where do I go to make sure that I'm getting the right reader? That takes a little time. That takes going through it and looking it up. And I encourage you guys, look at the reviews, look at the person, look at the picture. You know, I do know the thing that I love the most is when someone tells me they're a great reader, and I look on there and there's 17 pictures, but no physical picture of theirs. That's a little bit of a red flag. If you are who you are and you're doing this, you know, my favorite friend, Rebecca, is said, a lion doesn't have to tell you it's a lion. You know, it knows it's a lion.
Yeah.
So you look on the picture, you see this person has got this, I resolve this energy, I feel this. And then do a little bit of time and research a little bit, talk with them and out. I have had a lot of you individuals, this is the way we do it for the radio show. This gives this to you. You guys can pick this up on YouTube or any of the other channels I have, Twitter, things. Listen to this, say, okay, Jethro talks this way, this is how I can handle. That's how you want to go. And I do have a very sensitive one here, and we're due to the situation and the nature, we're going to keep this private. It, but this person has wrote me a couple of times and asked me, how do they get connected to having us help them with an untimely death in their family that they feel in other people's hands? The best and most appropriate way to do that is to contact me. I do that, and I have had other individuals. I will want you to work with me because shelter in place, I will need to physically see some things. So I will do a WebEx or Zoom with you so that I can talk with you, look at that. I want to be able to physically see and do the items. The best way is to touch, and you are correct as you asked about doing that. We have some things here, and we are working with it. I can tell you, Miss Sacramento, I know that you have spoke with me and a couple of other people, and I saw you were on here also, that you had messaged me. Definitely contact me there. PsychicJethro.com is the best way to go. Due to time and schedule, you'll want to get in and do this. We would work together. You've heard Anne. You've met her on the phone now, so you know that wild voice, and you know who she is from pictures I've sent out there to you. She would be helping with this, and we would work together. We do want to find out when there is something. I do also need to let you know that I do want to work with the people that are involved in the case, so we would be able to talk together, contact. If you have police records or things there, we need to work with that deputy, that department, that detective. So be aware that you know, we would be looking at it. I can help you on one side, but the bigger part of the other side is we want to solve those kind of things. So yes, I thank you guys for asking. I kind of laughed that you wrote me that I was still doing it. I had retired. I don't think I'll probably ever retire, and that's a compliment only because I love the thing. But I do thank you for the fact that, you know, you don't see me out there as much because I'm busy reading. It doesn't mean that I'm not doing it. And what would you tell her if she's asking here, would you be able to help me, even though everyone said that my fiance deserved to be shot? I don't feel comfortable with it, and I don't like the results. I would like someone to look in to see what happened that night they shot my fiance.
Oh, my gosh. Well, they need someone like you, Jethro, and all your student helpers to get deep into something like this. But that's awful that they're saying that to her. I don't know how easy it is for her to just walk away from what they're saying and not respond, but that's the only thing you can do. And then, like you said, reach out to someone like Jethro, me, or, you know, my cohorts, and we can try to see what really happened. But don't let those other people say anything to you that you don't deserve to hear.
We're here for you. We love all of you contacting tonight. We are having a little phone, and it's okay. The 516-453-6081 seems to be on spin. But me and Ann are here. We're going to help you. Go ahead, keep right. We're getting a lot of you guys. I thought, Jethro, I've never had a text reading. I just sent this picture here on Facebook. Would you look at this picture and tell me, why does this happen with my dog? Every time that I get around him, he starts acting like this. I love it. I can tell you. Actually, I can tell you with the energy of the animal. Your dog's energy is looking towards other things happening with them. I feel that this dog is sensing the ghost that's with you. There is someone with you. So your dog's giving you that expression and looking. The dog's looking at something at you. I could see it in the dog's eyes. So I really would encourage you to talk with your dog, and I do with mine, and say, your dog's very gifted. So why you're having that look is the dog isn't afraid. The dog's just trying to figure out, is this a real person or not? Some animals really like it. I can tell you, I've seen, you know, my dog doesn't mind ghosts. He's not afraid of them, but there's some energies that on the other side, of course, they're not like, just like us, don't want to play with. I love all of you guys. We're contacting. Remember, tomorrow night, be here at 7 o'clock Pacific time, and bring those questions. We're going to be handling hot topics. We're going to have, Ann's going to be one of our Hollywood Square psychics. We're going to have Debbie. We've got me. We've got actually, we'll have a moderator, and we will have a new one that you guys have not heard yet, Carl, who will be one of the Hollywood Squares. We will be getting questions and answers. We're talking master Reiki, psychics, mediums, work. We're going to be here. We have a large group of it, and then call in those of you who want a physical free reading for a few minutes. We do give you a 5 to 6 minute reading, and we have to really go because we're going to be very packed, and I've got all of you guys writing in questions for that. Remember that, because what we'll be doing, if you've got a mediumship question, you will be, you know, it will go, will go ding, and in fourth corner and psychic, and Ann will answer some of those questions. If you've got some love or progression work, it'll be psychic Jethro. If you've got angel work and working out some of those other things that you want to talk to, it'll be Debbie. So it's going to be fun. And the fun thing is you get to pick not only the topic of the psych, but pick the things. We've got a couple of them already writing in. They go, I don't know why, but I want Ann to talk to me about dating bad boys. I know this sounds really wild, Jamie Jethro, but I love the idea of listening to her. And I don't know what it is, but I feel like she is like me. I've dated some bad boys. And you know what? They can be good or bad. I just gravitate them. So I want to get Ann's opinion tomorrow night, point blank. How do I date bad boys, and how do I teach them not to be such bad boys? And if they're going to be bad boys, that know how that I'm not. Okay. This is going to be wild, Ann. Are you definitely going to be
fun? Oh, my gosh. Well, oh, my gosh. I got another kindred spirit here. from the moment I knew that boys were someone, you know, were beings that I was attracted to, from that point, I don't even know how old I was, but it was always a bad boy. I always wanted a bad boy. And I dare say that I have a really bad boy right now. Okay. But also, there's so much good in the love of these bad boys. They may have done something that they shouldn't have. As long as they're not still doing it, or, you know, and they feel bad for what they did, or they're taking steps to better themselves, there's certain bad, quote unquote, things that are very acceptable, and you just have to like tread the water with some of them and swim away from other ones and compromise. There may be some things that you want to do that you didn't think you wanted to do, but nothing, you know, where you're going to get in trouble by the law or anything like that, or hurt other people. Just remember those two. Keep it legal and don't hurt other people, and then deal with this the bad boys in whatever way makes you comfortable, but with those two caveats. Yeah, I have a good bad boy right now, because he's a gentleman to the T, but yeah, he's my bad boy.
I love it. And Casey writes in here from Colorado, you go, Ann. That's what we need. Us bad boys need love too, and give us another chance. Most people will tell me when they first meet me, they're a little nervous of me. You know, I may have tattoos and a Harley, but I also do have a very professional shop that I run over here. And Jethro, you keep up your good work. Don't forget that when you come by, we're going to buy you dinner. I love you, Casey. We've got some people here.
Yeah, but remember, I also have a tattoo and a Harley. So just FYI, So there.
We got Kindred Spirits here again, and we'll take that over. We'll go to Manitou Springs and have that food with you. And you better be ready to go up to that Gemstones and find some more stones, Casey, because I love your family and the ones there. And he goes, this is one of the best shows, Jethro. Let her listen in. Remember, for those of you that are having a little trouble, get a hold of me if you want. I can have it sent to your email so you can just listen to the show. If you want to call in, it's 516-453-6081. I am working on some of the backlogs, and I apologize to you. They took the number we used to have is no longer in service. So this 516-453-6081 is the new number. So I'll be putting that out, working with you. And this week, you're going to see some of the really great things to be ready to come into and get ready for August. We do have some special guests coming in, surprising guests, like you're going to hear tomorrow with, we got Anne right here. She's going to be back tomorrow, and we're going to be discussing those intense topics. Remember, if you don't, like you don't get a chance, go to, like you did here with the website. You can also do JethroHelps@gmail.com. We will help and contact. And what my more important, I want you friends to really realize is you are our people. The reasoning and the part that we're looking at now is, where are things happening for the metaphysical? So we're going to be talking about that. We have a lot of you, right? Who's going to be the president? We're going to have one of the individuals talk about what they're psychically seeing. Why is my wife wanting to always have children? Every time I turn around, Jethro, I have had the wildest thing. I have kids. I have over 6 kids, and my wife wants to have more children. If I am not careful, I'm going to have a whole baseball team every time I turn around. Now she told me that we need a child that is going to be a Scorpio. This means for her, she told me that we will have to start making a child around February. I feel that I have one of each astrology. And then I found out there's 12 in the zodiac, and I really am worried because, you see, I'm working 2 jobs now and can't take a third one to make another child. I have got to tease you. You know, this is not a problem you should be worried about, but this is something you should talk with your wife. It's a good thing, but I do agree with you. Maybe you might work with it. And I have no answer for this. I have... His wife is making the astrology team.
Yeah, I don't know what to say there. That's something between the two of them. And from, you know, you're never ready to have a kid or another kid. But if it were to happen, you know, it's going to be all right. You've done it with 6. And I bet after 2, you were saying we can't have another one. But you know what? The 7th one will be fine. And the 8th and the 9th, all the way up to 12, you'll do all right.
And I love it. Thank you. Yes. And see, and the thing is, I come from a family of 8, and I always have been from big families. Like I said, you'll be okay. We love your writing, and I got to tease you about the fact that you know, Joe Catellas, I hope I'm saying your name right. I apologize if I chopped that up. You will receive a wonderful amethyst necklace in the mail, and thank you so much for going to psychicjethro.com. We will be putting the contact. You will be able to catch them. And Saban, tell them how they can contact you if they would like to catch you personally and get a reading.
Oh, okay. Well, my website is mysapphiredragon.com. That's M-Y, then S-A-P-P-H-I-R-E-D-R-A-G-O-N.com. And my phone number is 720-727-7447. You could also go to the website and send me an email from there if you'd like. So the number again is 720-727-7447, and I'd appreciate if you'd actually text instead of call, because if I don't know the number, I'm not going to answer, just like everyone else does these days. You have to be careful.
Amen. And we love all you guys. Remember, and tell them goodbye, that I got to say goodbye, and remember, stay wild. It is the way to be. And any last words before they push us out?
No, I have no words. But thank you.
I love you.
Everybody.
Thank you, Ann. We're going to talk to you guys tomorrow night. Be ready to go wild for a really intense psychic roundtable.